Jazzing up the Singletary Center today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. From super funk rock to Celtic to classical, there's something for everyone at the Singletary Center this season. Their new signature series begins on September 12th with a WUKY favorite, Trombone Shorty. Singletary Center director Michael Grice has been a fan ever since Trombone Shorty made his first appearance in Lexington.
I saw him a few years ago, downtown. I was a part of an effort to bring some music downtown, and one of the things chosen by the committee was Trombone Shorty, and it was an excellent outdoor concert. So I've been following him since then, and he's gotten bigger and bigger and better and better, and finally I was able to get him this season when I was unable to get him last season. So finally he's back, and he's going to be playing live with his full band, and he's really matured, and he's become quite a difficult artist to book anymore because he's so much in demand.
Trombone Shorty's music combines elements of rock, funk, jazz, hip-hop, and even soul. Another genre-bending artist is jazzman Branford Marsalis. As the Singletary Center's marketing director Matt Gibson explains, Marsalis is pursuing a different path with his concerts this season.
Branford is a really talented musician, and you know he's known for his work in the jazz world, but his skills really extend a whole lot further than that. So we're interested in hearing him play an entirely new repertoire that he's never presented in Lexington before.
Marsalis' well-tempered tour will visit only 20 cities, including Lexington, on October 26th. He'll be joined by the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia for an evening of Baroque masterpieces. Singletary Center's Michael Grice says, "We're in for a real treat."
One of the great things about this concert, I think, is that we'll hear a jazz artist perform a Baroque, but it will certainly still have a jazz flavor to it.
Combine a Latin heritage with the songwriting skills and sensibilities of a Leonard Cohen, and you'll have some idea what to expect at the Singletary Center on November 15th. Here's Matt Gibson again.
Diego Garcia sort of made his name in the music scene in the U.S. with an indie rock band based out of New York called Elephant. But time has gone by. He's gotten married and have children, and has his sound is reflecting a little bit of that. But it's lovely, romantic, sort of indie rock, but also definitely coming from those Latin roots.
Stop where you are. Looking up at the sun.
For Christmas, the Singletary Center transports its audience to Western Ireland for Thomasine Foley's Celtic Christmas on December 21st.
This is the 17th season that this particular show has run, and it's really a wonderfully sentimental show about families and about separation during the post-World War II days. There's a story that Thomasine Foley tells throughout the concert called Postcards from America. And the music and dance that goes along with this story is just really wonderful.
Wrapping up the 2014-15 Signature Series at UK's Singletary Center is a collaboration between the UK Symphony and internationally acclaimed violinist Joshua Bell.
This is a traditional thing that we've started about 6-7 years ago, bringing in major international classical artists to perform and team up with our orchestra. And this is another one that we were able to capture, and Joshua Bell he knows our orchestra, he knows John Ardalillo, so he's happy to come here, and it's going to be a wonderful experience.
For tickets or more information about the 2014-15 Signature Series at the Singletary Center, visit WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.
Yeah.